All right. Welcome to Talking Nonsense with Brian. I'm your host, Brian Clough. Today, we're going to have a great time. If you like the show, please subscribe and like us on Spotify, Podcast Addict, and Podchaser. All right. You guys made it back to another episode of the Talking Nonsense with Brian. Zimmy and I are here. It's another week, and surprise, surprise, if you guys don't know how we operate, Zimmy insists we do at least 2.5 to 3 hours a happy hour before we're allowed to do any taping. I resist. I'm like, oh, come on, man. I'm sounding a little slurry. You're like, no. We got to do happy hour. So interesting day at happy hour today. Now, real quick, obviously, if you guys are interested, subscribe to us on Spotify, on any podcast. We're coming up on YouTube really soon. Give it a couple of weeks. We'll be on YouTube.
We're coming all over it.
We're coming all over it. But anyways, happy hour is something else today. We got 5 or 6 of the boys together, and boy, did some stories come out. What do you think?
You know, I was very disgusted, as you know, and ruffled my feather, so to speak. One of our friends decided to say, hey, by the way, we haven't seen him forever, right?
We'll call him the Mule, which the bartender gave him that nickname today.
Because of the dozen Moscow mules.
It wasn't from the waist down, it was from the waist up.
Well, just because he was an ass, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. All right, so here's the deal. So, obviously, a lot of my friends, they break up, and then I'm the guy that they always call, like, hey, let's go have some fun, let's hang out with the guys and stuff, and then when they get back to...
Sure. You're the guy people call when people break up. First of all, you break up, you're like, oh, fuck, don't tell Zimmy, because he's going to bust my chops really hard.
No, that's absolutely untrue, and the fact that I bust their chops when they're in
the relationship. No, the guy's like... Don't tell all the other guys, but don't tell Frank just yet, because I'm a little bit sensitive still. He's going to really break me down, and I need a couple more days before that happens.
What guys are you talking about? You
the Mule.
Exact opposite. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here's the deal. I am the guy, like...
You'll see my point in a minute.
I do not have any friends that I have, like, girlfriends.
True story.
And I don't have any friends.
True story.
So I have no friends that actually have girlfriends or wives that actually like me. They absolutely hate me. And anytime they get in a fight, even though we haven't seen the guy in a while, let me call Zimmy right now and see what's going on. And basically, which pisses off their girlfriend or wife or whatever more. And then she wants to get back, like, oh my God, gonna hang out with Frank, with Zimmy. So that's not good. Damn it, did I just screw it up? Most likely.
Continue on. We're not editing these podcasts either.
Damn it.
As you can tell, we just roll right on through. You're going to catch our mistakes and just have fun with it like we are.
And mock us,
yeah. So continue on, Zimmy.
So anyway, so our buddy Mule shows up, and he's like, hey, again, we haven't seen him in weeks and months because he's had a girlfriend. And he's like, oh, well, I finally broke up with my girlfriend. And I was congratulating him, as, you know, normal guys do. Like, that's kind of a thing.
You did have a few too many high fives.
Yeah. And low fives.
Yeah.
And a low nine, if you saw it correctly.
Well, but they do call him the Mule.
Anyway. So talking to him, he's like, oh, yeah, I broke up with my girlfriend because she didn't like the fact that I go out for guys' night. I'm like, first of all, when the hell did you ever go out on guys' night, first of all? Second of all, what couple, because couples that play together stay together, I feel. And then, like, what couple doesn't have, like, I don't know, like, guys' night, girls' night? Like, hey, go out, be hookers with your friends. I'm going to go out, be asses with my, like, this guy, biggest ass I know. But then he's like, oh, no, we're broken up. But then he decides that he's got to leave because she's coming back over. First of all, he still has tampons in his house, so he's not broken up. Then the only thing she came and and got was what? Like he said alcohol and
first day was alcohol and mixers
and shampoo
and right? a t-shirt.
Yeah. and shampoo. Yeah, shampoo, which the girls like
who uses anyway, that. But yeah.
Anyway, so I'm like, whoa. I'm like, you're talking about like how you've been like this big stud, like breaking up with your girl, and you are literally cutting guys' night short, which you know he left before happy hour was over.
He wasn't really acting like a big stud or anything like that. He did say that.
He was talking
large. I'll play devil's advocate on
of course, because you are the devil. Okay, I'm mule.
And no. You're mule. In the pool mule.
God, yeah. I don't know what that means. Okay, continue.
No. I'll stick up for the mule that he has been out on occasion. You see him riding his bike around and this and that until his girlfriend gets home, and then he's immediately on the beeline back there.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a pussy whip guy whatsoever.
No.
Are you kidding me? So anyway, here's the deal. This is what chaps my stick, so to speak. Oh,
this should be good.
It is unbelievable. Like, basically, first of all, breaking up like after like a couple of years, it's like knocking over a Coke machine. You gotta like tip it back and forth until it finally tips over, right? And then, like, you go back a little bit.
In the case of some of your ex-girlfriends. You might want to get a buddy to kind of like tip it because it's a little heavier than a usual coat. It's like a full coat machine.
So it is.
That may have just went to the buffet.
With the Jimmy 30 that we've talked about, it's more like just taking a steam tray of chicken wings. Like, this is mine. Like,
right.
Go ahead. Eat as much as you want, sweetie. Good luck with that.
Exactly. If you actually take that steam tray of chicken wings and take it like 3 or 4 feet away from the Coke machine, will actually lean on its own towards it. So that'll help you out.
Like if our buddy Mike's place, favorite place in the world, what is Golden Corral? They've got like actually some sort of like power washer of like syrup or some sort of gravy. Like maniac. Man, you are getting me way off track.
Right.
Way off track.
But speaking of the power washer, that's where your girlfriend who used to date before would go out to use the restroom at the back of the power washer just after the Golden Corral and come in for one last
close your mouth after like taking the bulk. Is that it?
All right, back to the mule.
He says, hey guys, I have totally broken up with my girlfriend, and you know what, I'm on the prowl now, I'm gonna have fun with the guys. And I'm like, oh, haven't seen you in several weeks, but okay, you apparently have. Fine. I'm like, cool, and stuff like that. Then we get a little deeper in, so to speak.
Can I do a little devil's advocate, and you're going to hate it?
I'm sure.
He didn't say, I totally broke up with my girlfriend, and I'm totally out in the hunt. You're like, all right, the mule totally broke up with his girlfriend, and he's totally on the hunt. I booked him for 6 o'clock tomorrow at happy hour. I'm bringing him on my boat tomorrow at 2.
I don't think people are cheaters. And yes, I did invite him. But anywho.
All right, carry on. Devil's advocate is going to be a douchebag this episode.
This is kind of a slow one. Anyway, long story short is the fact that you can't say that you're breaking up with your girlfriend. You still have like 1,000 tampons in your house. You still have all of her clothes. Yeah, basically all of her possession except for her slutty outfits that she'll go out the Hard Rock and go score, and some shampoo, and then her liquor. Like, I'll throw the bitch's clothes out, shoes, like, you just have it all. I'm keeping the liquor, first of all. Number one, keeping the liquor. Right?
Well, that's the first thing she took.
Yeah, I know, which is like,
Did she date you in the past?
Because
that's a move.
No, she
would be. Well, I used to date this guy, Zimmy, and now I know, take the liquor first, because he's going to drink all that shit.
She would need to be broken down way worse. Like, but anyway,
I don't think you broke her down.
I can't believe that our friend left guys' night happy hour before even drinks are half price. He left to go, and he's like, hey, I'm going to come back if she's not there. And I'm like, actually, come back if she is there and basically leave and be like, get your shit, get out, and I'm going to go hang out with the boys. What's wrong with that? It's unbelievable. Like, this guy says that he is breaking up with a girl, like, they're done, she's, like, so jealous, all this other stuff. That's fine. Then encourage her for moving out. Encourage the behavior by hanging out with the boys. And guess what? It's Fort Lickerdale. There's a million hot chicks. A million. Like, every night. Like, on a Tuesday, at Tuesday morning, 2 in the morning, we could go find hot chicks and not even pay for it. Except for, like, maybe a drink or two. We could go, like, go to the Hard Rock. There's a shitload of bars open at 5. My voice is getting very high.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Ugh. I'm going to drink now.
I think I'm just going to let you go on a roll here because you are on a tangent. And let's go. And then I enjoy the high-pitched voice. Hey, if I lose a window or two, fine.
Window to your soul if you had one.
Soul?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, what is that?
Jesus Christ.
It's on the bottom of your shoe.
You know who you're talking to?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Pretty sure. Well, anyway, the big thing was I was trying to encourage my friend, which actually would be a great jumping out point for, I guess, our next episode, is I was trying to describe to him that basically, especially if you're dating, like if you're in an ex-girlfriend or kind of in that transition phase of a girlfriend, becoming an ex-girlfriend, it's like basically kind of training a dog. It's like rewarding good behavior, punishing bad behavior. He's doing the exact opposite, where he is chasing back. He cashes out on guys' night. And goes back and then just wants to hang out with her. Like, that's just crazy. If she's going to be a maniac, you've got to treat her way different. So I would say, do your comments, and then let's get like kind of a little deeper into
devil's advocate. There was no mention of her being a maniac. She's just coming back and getting one thing at a time. And the way I picture it is you go and grab like a shampoo bottle, like, oh, I gotta get some stuff, and grabs like one shampoo bottle and walks out the door with like looking over her shoulder like the sad puppy like, like, are you gonna say anything? And of course the mule doesn't say anything. And then the next day goes, and you know, but yeah, obviously they both care about each other and everything like that. And breakups suck. Nobody likes going through a breakup, except for some great breakups. Except for Zimmy, and I do enjoy Zimmy going through a breakup because it really gives me a lot of material. And we gotta get back.
I'll bring us home on this episode, and then because it's been a while, and then we'll definitely pick it up the next one.
But I want to bring up an idea we had in the past, like 10 years ago, when Zimmy and I were hanging out, and he was still dabbling in some of the girls who were really getting a little bit of extra weight going, and we decided
I broke up with him. Jesus.
Yeah. So we decided to. It would be really funny if we actually and. We're going to do this, and it'll be our exclusive thing. If we got a scale and we each increment of weight, one of us makes a horrible comment, like when the girl gets on the scale, like, whoa. Yeah, one at a time, we're like, all right, just something. And we just, for like 131 will be one comment, 132 will be one comment, you know, just horrible insults towards the girl getting on the scale. In our drunken fashion, and I think this thing would be selling like hotcakes.
I love it. In fact, it's kind of like that's kind of one of my other theories is you never want to keep a woman happy when she gets happy. It's called happy fat.
Yeah.
No. I keep women miserable. They just apparently I go the other side. They eat chicken wings or something like that.
But, CC's pizza.
They actually put the clothes on.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's like, even if she's like losing weight, like everything, you just like come on her, just like hug her, like, don't worry, but you're putting your foot accidentally on the scale. Like, oh, sorry, another 10 pounds. Gotta make you cry.
Yeah.
Nothing sheds pounds like tears.
Oh, God.
So to close this out, if you don't mind, I would like to share actually one of, a totally true story, of course, like all of ours.
I'm all ears.
All right. So this is one of my best breakups. Is I break up with a girl. She was a great girl. Just didn't work out. And then we end up at one of the beach places. Remember Gol Dos Mile with, like, just to paint the picture, people don't know it. You got the beach, you got the pool, you got the tiki bar, and you're all, like, just drunk all day on Sunday fun day, having a great time. My buddy was staying with me, you know, Big D. He was staying with me in one of the spare bedrooms, right? And and all of a sudden I see my ex. I hadn't seen her in a couple of weeks. She had a washboard stomach. She had 6-inch heels, a thong bikini. She looked smoking.
Whoa, she broke the mold of the ZME30.
No, typical. Actually, it was the same girl that planted herself naked one of the first nights we met, where you're like, oh, you got a naked girl in your bed. I'm going to take off. I'm like, oh, no, let's drink. I'll get to that eventually. Anyway, getting back to it. Basically, so we party all day, and then she and I are becoming friendly. I had broken up with her several months before. And anyway, we're getting close, and I promised my buddy that I thought she might be there because we have mutual friends, totally fine. He's like, you're going to fuck her. I'm like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say F. You're going to do her. I'm like, I'm not going to do her. He's like, it was almost like vacation, like, Russ, don't look. Like, you're going to do her, you're going to do her. Like, no, I'm not. Well, again, walk in, like, we're doing pool stuff, heels, thong, washboard, all the other good stuff. We're all over each other. And I bet him $20 that I would not have sex with her. So we all end up back at my place, which was obviously yeah. Big party town with the tiki bar and the pool and everything. We end up, and then D is going to bed. And he's like, oh, you're going to sell me $20. And I get up, he's like, oh, excellent. I'm like, no, I'm still going to be strong, even though, like, I'm fading fast, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, so we're getting really intimate at the tiki bar. And I'm like, ooh, by the way, I hope she never sees this. But I'm like, oh, by the way, I forgot. I owe Big D $20. Do you mind knocking on his door and giving him $20? And she's like, oh, yeah, totally. And she's like, her top off, still wearing heels, of course, like all women should, and stuff like that. And she knocks. Like
boobs out?
Yeah. But she does so this.
So Big D did not see the actual.
No, but what's funny is I think Big D was kind of having some fun himself because he opens up the door.
Big D's always having half fun naked, himself.
Like, what do you want? And then she's like, hey, Frank told me to give you this. And she gives him $20. To have sex with me. And he's like, oh, thank you. And he's just dying laughing. He's like, oh, thanks. And then he said he, like, laughed nonstop for 5 minutes. He jiggled himself to bed. So I had that girl actually pay my friend $20 to have sex with me. And then since she did, then, of course, then it was game time.
And when Big D hears this podcast, he's going to be ecstatic that he might have a nickname of Big D when nobody else is calling him that.
God bless you. God bless you, Big D. We love you, Big D. We all know. We love and miss you, dude. Exactly. But anyway, he's like, the next day, he's just like, I cannot believe you actually got a girl to pay me to have sex with you. I'm like, yeah, it kind of works. So anyway, I have totally transgressed. Let's start off, I guess, the next episode on kind of where I'd really like to bring the conversation. getting back to
I'm listening.
Rewarding good behavior, punishing bad behavior, like doggish. That's all. That's it.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, cheers, for listening. Guys. We will see you next week. Everybody chime in every Thursday. We're going to download a new episode. And we appreciate you. If you get a chance, follow us on Spotify. Tell your friends about us. And we will see you next week.